Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online once again. The subject we're dealing with today is called The God Kind of Faith, and this is part four from our four-part series. The topics we're covering today is the first one is how we operate in the God kind of faith, and the next topic is how the system works, and the last topic is called Jesus, our example. Let us now go to the topic called how we operate in the God kind of faith. After hearing the word of God, we build up the faith inside our spirit man, and we release that faith, that promise of God, that hope of the gospel, we release it from words through our mouth. This is the same system that God used to create the world. He had the image on the inside of himself, and he spoke the image out in faith, and the Holy Spirit took that image and made it a reality. As we build the word of God on the inside of us, we build an inner image, and that image becomes stronger and greater than what we have on the outside or the problem. When it comes to a point where the image of that promise, of that reality, of that hope is greater than the problem on the outside in the world we see, that's the time we speak it out of our mouth by faith from our spirit man. The Holy Spirit takes that promise and makes it become a reality in Christ Jesus. Jesus was also operating in faith by words. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26, that we are to speak to the mountain or the problem in our lives. God will not do it for us. We must speak to the mountain. Let us now go to Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26. This is Jesus speaking. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says comes to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive you your trespasses." This is the classic teaching on faith. Jesus is telling us that we need to speak to the mountain. Don't wait for God to speak to the mountain or the problem in your life for you. God wants us. Jesus is telling us that we are to speak to the mountain and have the God kind of faith to make it move. And we are to command it or the problem to be removed out of our lives, and not to doubt in our heart, but to believe those things we say will come to pass when we say it. Even though we can't even see it at present, we are to believe by faith, speak to the problem in faith, using the God kind of faith on the inside of us, and we command that problem to go out of our lives in Jesus' name. In these scriptures, quite clearly we see that Jesus is giving us the authority to do this also. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, we see this also. Reading from verse 16, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Verse 18, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age." We can also see the authority that Jesus gave us in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. Reading from verse 15, "And he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel," or the good news, "to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall by no means hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover." We see in these two sets of scriptures that Jesus is giving the born-again believer the authority to act on his behalf with the authority and the power and in faith to do the work of the ministry. The Holy Spirit is waiting for the born-again believer to speak words of faith. When those words of faith come out of his mouth regarding the promises of God, then the Holy Spirit can make those promises come into reality. God is waiting for us, not us waiting for God. Our part as believers is to speak the word of God in faith and not doubt and unbelief. The Bible, the word of God, actually tells us that Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man. We find this in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Let me make it very clear here. There is no other mediator between God and mankind except Jesus Christ. It says in the word of God that Jesus Christ is also the high priest of our confession. He is the mediator between man and God. So when we confess something by faith, Jesus is watching over those words, and he is the guarantee that those words will come to pass. And Jesus Christ has been empowered by God to make sure those words come to pass as our high priest. Let us now go to the next topic called How the System Operates. In this topic, let's use the example of building a house. When a person builds a house, they have a plan or a blueprint of the design of the house that they want. They engage a builder and building materials. The house is built over a period of time according to the plan that they've been given by the owner. You do not stop building the house until it is finished. Let us now take the example into the spiritual realm, the mountain or problem in your life. The plan or the blueprint that the builder has is equivalent to the word of God or the promises of God. It is the framework that we use to build that promise of God by the Holy Spirit into our lives. The builder, in this case, is now the Holy Spirit, and the building materials are the substance called faith. The word of God tells us that the kingdom is seed time and harvest. There is a process that takes time. Whatever you need from God in your life, you must get that from the incorruptible seed of God's word, which is the hope of the gospel, of course, the word of God, and plant that in your spirit man or in your heart. And after standing in faith, it will produce a harvest of what that seed was. It will produce the hope that you're hoping for. Doubt and unbelief will destroy the seed, as well as walking out of love and being offended. The principle is very similar as a house being built in the natural realm and a promise being built in the natural realm by the Spirit of God. Both take time. There's a substance that's needed to build the promise, to make that promise of God become into reality. It's called faith. And God needs us to understand that we have to operate by faith. It says in the Bible, the just shall live by faith. Or it also says that the just, that means the born-again believer, will have their lives sustained by faith. The promises of God are brought in from the spiritual realm to the natural realm through the bridge of faith. Now going to the last topic, Jesus is our example. The life of Jesus is our example. The Bible says we are to be conformed into his image. Jesus gave the example all the time, and he taught the apostles what to do and how to do it. He gave them online examples, day-to-day examples, and even experiences that they've never had before. How was Jesus able to do this? He spent much time in prayer, but he never prayed the problem, he prayed the answer, what God's word said, or what God said in the answer. He spoke accurately, never crooked speech of doubt and unbelief. His conversation always consisted of what God said, or what God said in his word. He always spoke the end results, not the problem. Never did he confess his present circumstances. He spoke the desired result. He used the written word of God to defeat Satan. The word of God, conceived in a believer's heart, formed by the tongue and spoken out the mouth, becomes creative power. This creative power comes through operating in faith, the God kind of faith, and using the promises of God, or the hope of the gospel. Thank you for being with me on this four-part series on the subject called the God kind of faith. By now, I hope you realize it's a very important topic in every believer's life. It says the just shall live by faith, or have their lives sustained by faith. Thank you for being with me. God bless. Until next time.